Psalm 97. Light buried like seed. Yesterday, Psalm 96 made the field sing. Psalm 97 tells us why. Joy is not floating in the air. It is the consequence of a throne. The Lord reigns. Even the many coastlands are summoned to gladness, those far western shorelands at the edge of Israel's map. God's kingdom was never a local religion for one hill country people. From the start, the nations at the world's margins were being claimed by Israel's king. Yet the first surprise is this. When the king appears, he does not arrive as easy brightness. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Psalm 97:2, English Standard Version. For modern believers, darkness usually means absence. In scripture, it can mean dangerous nearness. Sinai was wrapped in cloud. Solomon said the Lord had chosen to dwell in thick darkness. God hides, not because he's far away, but because unshielded holiness would undo us. His mystery is mercy. And beneath that cloud are the fixed stones of his throne, righteousness and justice. When providence is dark, the moral structure is not. The psalm also borrows the old storm language of Canaan and hands it back to its rightful owner. Lightning, fire, melting mountains. Images once used for Baal are here claimed for the Lord. Ancient hearers would have felt the challenge. The storm never belonged to Baal. The sky was always the Lord's. So the idols are not merely mistaken artworks, they are rival loyalties, counterfeit centres of trust. Verse 7 even dares to summon the gods themselves to bow. The Greek Old Testament renders this with angels, which is why Augustine, and then the writer to the Hebrews, heard this verse fulfilled in Christ's exaltation. The one worshipped by heaven is Jesus. The child of Bethlehem is the Lord before whom mountains run like wax. Then comes one of the strangest and most tender lines in the Psalter, light is sown for the righteous. Psalm 97:11, English Standard Version. Not switched on, sown, buried first, revealed later. This is how God often works. He plants radiance in dark ground. He tucks joy under winter soil. Some of his best gifts do not descend fully formed. They germinate. That is true of sanctification, of prayer, often of suffering. It is supremely true of Christ himself. The light of the world entered the earth like seed, and on the third day the field broke open. So the psalm ends not with spectacle, but with ethics. You who love the Lord hate evil. Love without moral clarity is sentiment, not worship. To love the king is to refuse peace with what ruins his image bearers. A fitting hymn for this psalm is God Moves in a Mysterious Way. Suggested cross-references, Exodus 19:16-18, 1 Kings 8:12, Hebrews 1:6, John 12:24, 2 Corinthians 4:6. Prayer. Lord Most High, when your ways are hidden in cloud, keep me from thinking you are absent. Root me in the certainty that your throne rests on righteousness and justice. Shame my idols, teach me to hate evil without losing love, and give me faith to trust the light you have already sown beneath the soil of my life. Through Jesus Christ, the worshipped Son. Amen.